like watching the thing.
Oh yeah, I like this app. It's the I forget the name app, but it's cool. It's just called Voice Recorder.
Why don't you like the built-in one for iPhone?
The Voice Memo?
Yeah.
I tried it. It was a little weak. Maybe there's some settings I can mess with, but I didn't. So we're not.
Okay.
So we'll use this one instead. Did they win that from Coney Island?
Maybe.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Blade Runner Minute, the only podcast that dissects Ridley Scott's Blade Runner 1 minute at a time. I'm Pete.
And I'm Sandra.
We're talking about minute 91 tonight.
91.
What day is today?
Thursday.
It's Thursday? I'm going to post it tonight. I'm going to post this tonight, and then we're going to do 92. I'm going to post 92 tomorrow. You get back-to-back Blade Runner minutes.
For missing one? So then we'll still be at a deficit for next week?
Yeah, well, we'll record Monday night next week if we can.
Okay.
I hope. What do you think?
That's just fine.
I'm not skipping weeks. I'm not going to...
Okay.
Stop it.
I didn't say we are. I was doing my Brando impersonation.
Minute 91 starts with a...
Okay.
Yes, it's a beautiful Brando impersonation. Why don't you tell me what minute 91 starts with?
With Deckard looking up at the blimp.
Yes.
Oh, you want me to tell you what it ends on, too?
And what does it end with?
He sees a lit up doorway at the top of the stairs.
He's arriving on JF's floor. That's what I put.
Don't spoil it.
I put Deckard's... Well, what did the last one... He's already in the Bradbury. We knew where he was going.
Yeah, but he, you know... Don't spoil it that it's JF's place.
Who else does it? Did Brian tell them go to JF's place?
I know, but spoiler.
What a shot looking up at the staircase of the Bradbury.
Yeah.
The shot from you're looking up at those. There's like three or four massive staircases and Deckard's.
And all the landings.
Deckard's
right.
A little tiny man.
He's a little tiny man.
Little tiny man on the staircase coming up. And he, I noted this again. I think I said this already, but he looks. Deckard looks so small compared to the guts of the Bradbury.
Mm-hmm.
I love the brickwork in there. It's all very smooth.
Yeah, when he gets to
looking.
Each landing, there's all this brickwork and these beautiful doors with these beautiful, like... I'm not even just talking about the big door that we go to.
Yeah.
But all the doors on the landing that are just smaller insets that I think were used as offices in... What was that movie, Wolf?
Yes.
Nicholson?
Yes, Wolf.
Those were all, like, little mini offices doorways. So those doors are beautiful as well, and then... The rails on each floor and the actual banisters on the stairs are all this beautiful, like, wrought iron, very intricate,
very
these little scrolls and stuff that I couldn't quite make out if they were just scrolls or flowers, but they're all very intricate and pretty.
Yes, I like them. I was about to say, I wanted to race you to the word intricate. And then I started yawning like a schnook.
Yeah, we're recording much later than we ever usually do.
We're recording pretty late. We're gonna try to get an episode or two done. Before we pick up our daughters from dance rehearsal.
Yes.
So, we found it.
The life of parents, right? We're always waiting for them to get out of some class or rehearsal.
We found a relatively quiet spot around the neighborhood. I don't know why I parked near the highway. If I was looking for a quiet
spot. I said the same thing before, and you kept driving by the highway. I think this is because this block doesn't get a lot of actual traffic itself.
Well, it didn't until we pulled up, and then there's 100 people walking by. There's 6 cars zooming by. It was so quiet when I looked at it.
Well,
like,
they know you're recording, and they're trying to sabotage us.
So the scope has widened.
Yes.
The scope has widened. Little Deckard.
Little Deck.
Big staircase, big hallways, and the stakes feel higher now. There's a greater sense of danger.
Mm-hmm.
Deckard's very small in a big, big world. And danger can come from any angle. That's the sense I got when I looked at it. When I see this scene happening.
Yes. Why do you think that?
I love it. Because when it's a close-up, he just seems more powerful to me. It's just a close-up because...
So you think it signifies how weak he is?
Now, he's just become more vulnerable to me. To me.
Okay.
That's how I see it when I'm looking at it. You didn't get the same feeling?
No, but I agree with you. You said it and I accept it. There's no argument.
Oh, you accept it? There is no argument.
Yeah, there's no argument.
Okay, all right.
I can see that.
All right, the council approves of...
Yeah. Just... Want to talk about the blimp?
Yeah, talk about the blimp. Oh, was this the shot in the beginning where they show two advertisements, one on top, one on the bottom?
Yeah, they have two advertisements, one at the top, at the bottom, and the music really fits perfectly, almost perfectly, I should say, not exactly, to whatever the main geisha on the blimp is saying.
Yeah.
The music has some kind of singing to it that fits with her mouth movements almost perfectly. I don't think it's exactly, but it's close enough that I'm like, ah, look how they timed that really nicely.
I never even noticed that she's up there singing.
I don't know if she's singing or talking. Ads. They're ads, but her mouth is clearly moving.
Oh, I thought the music is separate from the ads. I didn't think it was music from the ads.
I don't think it's music from the ads. I didn't say that. Okay. I'm just saying the soundtrack.
Oh, it's just clever that
they aligned it. And it's almost in sync with her mouth movements.
What is she selling on top? Because the bottom looks like a bottle of some sort. Soda or beer.
I don't know what she's selling. Because it's just her face.
For half a second, I caught a glimpse of the lady on the bottom holding a bottle.
And was that in the scene? I thought there was words.
There were characters.
What words?
And, but
I think the bottle was earlier. But I'm not sure.
I think it was this one.
Okay.
But I don't remember what the top one was selling.
It was just her face talking.
She didn't pop a pill or do anything like that?
Nope. No pills this time. She was just talking. She was happy about whatever she was talking about.
And the same music is echoing through the building.
Mm-hmm.
It's creating this false sense of calm for me.
Do you think if the music was different, we wouldn't have thought it as a tense scene?
It's...
Or do you think it's Deckard's face that makes it tense?
The scene itself is tense. And like I said, as the shot widens out, I feel like danger could come for Deckard at any moment. It's just something about him being in this wide open space and someone could pop out of like below or above or beside him. And now, but the music is so calming and beautiful that it's giving me a panic attack because I see danger, but I hear beauty. And serenity.
So you like that they don't mesh?
And they don't mesh. They're conflicting with my senses. It gets me very, very nervous.
There's a lot of water leaks in this building.
Yeah, it sounds like it anyway.
The rain is, well, we see it on the stairs. We see the water pouring in, and it's like there's rain inside in this movie. There's rain outside in this movie. It's always raining. Why is it always raining? What's wrong with the weather?
The building is. We saw the building early on, the Bradbury,
mm-hmm.
and its state of disrepair maybe can be compared to Deckard's deterioration in the film.
Do you think he's deteriorated?
In a sense, because his defenses are down. He has feelings for replicants like Rachel.
I think of that as growth. Personal growth.
Yeah, but for his job, it's not. It's a weakness.
He didn't want that job. It's just one case. I think of it as personal growth. I didn't see it.
Right, but from the perspective of like Bryant and Geff and the plot of the movie.
Okay.
What he's supposed to do.
Well, the plot of the movie. Okay.
It's like, the plot of the movie is him going after these replicants.
So he's growing as a person, but he's sucking as a Blade Runner.
Exactly.
Okay.
He's failing as a Blade Runner. You know?
Well, he killed
Dora. He got his ass kicked every single time he's confronted a replicant, either emotionally or physically. So Rachel kicked his ass emotionally. She walked out on him. After she beat the shit out of him.
But she was still afraid enough of him to run away. She didn't kill him.
And Leon beat the shit out of him, too. He's just not having a good time. And
I think he's not doing well.
He's not doing well.
Because he's drunk.
It could be. So what do you got? I'm doing all the talking.
Okay. Well, Deckard's on the staircase and he starts climbing. Did you notice that he holds the banister with two hands like he's climbing a mountain?
3 points of contact. Oh, 4 points of contact because he doesn't have his gun in his hand?
No, not yet. He has two hands on the banisters.
Because that's in safety. The perfect safety...
OSHA?
The safest way to climb a staircase is one hand on the banister, 2 feet planted firmly on
How else do you walk up a staircase?
Well, some kids hop and, you know, 1 foot. And balancing yourself, no banister at all. You need 3 points of contact.
That's Everybody holds a banister. The only time you don't hold a banister is when you're like six deep in the train on the subway.
Yeah, but he's holding it with two hands.
He's holding it with two hands like he's climbing a mountain. I hate when my students do that.
Why is he doing that? Just to try to soften his steps?
And... I don't know why he's doing it. Maybe he's worried about slipping on the water. Oh. Every once in a while he stops and he looks up and he looks around and he's like...
No, but slipping on the water is very practical. Yeah, he might be doing that to try to brace himself because he was stepping onto a puddle, a puddle-filled step.
I know that we're trying to break the movie down and we have to think deeply about it. I just think it's supposed to be like Harrison's doing a goofy walk.
Oh, you think he was messing with them?
Yeah, I think there was a point where he was like over-exaggerating things just because. Like, they were like, you know, very old-school detective, dark and mysterious. And he's like, oh yeah, that's what you want? No problem. So he just did this thing and they thought it looked cool and they kept it. And he was like, well, I didn't think you would actually use that.
It's funny you said that because I noticed the music switch. It switches, I wrote, switches to mystery slash detective music now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They said, we want it more like detective style, more noir. And he was like, that's it? That's what you want?
And they tighten the shot up too. It's on Harrison now. We're back to the close-up.
Right.
And the light kind of changed to blue.
And he keeps looking at everything mystified and scared and nervous and with his mouth slightly agap. Hanging. Okay. He's like, what? Who? Who? He looked like the soldiers in Metal Gear with the question mark above the head.
Just a
What's
box.
That noise?
Just a replicant.
What's that noise? Did you hear that? That's what he looks like. Like every little sound is making him skittish. And then there was these like zooming sounds like an airplane.
Yeah.
Like the sounds we're hearing from the highway right now.
Similar to what we heard in his apartment when the light would. You sure that's not the sound of the light?
I think it's the.
It was like a phaser
cars
sound.
Outside.
Okay.
Spinners or something?
Spinners zooming by, yeah.
Zoom. I'm not good at sound effects.
No, I liked it. Zoom.
Zoom. It's onomatopoeia because it's a word that sounds like what it says.
Zoom.
Like zip. And it makes a zip sound.
Right.
Or ding.
Like orange. Orange makes an orange sound.
No.
When you throw it on the floor, it goes
no,
orange.
It makes a splat. Splat is onomatopoeia.
Oh, okay.
Think of all the words in comic books.
So like
Batman.
Blue. No. Blue makes the blue sound.
Think Batman. Adam West
Batman.
Pow.
Biff.
Bam.
Bam. Kapow.
Boom.
Zat. Zow.
Bada boom.
Bada boom. Big bada boom.
And then he still keeps stopping and he's looking around this way and that way and then he gets his gun out.
Yeah.
And then we see Pris and she turns that real fast look to the camera with her eyes all wide. And she's all bug-eyed and creepy.
Yeah, Pris turns her head to the camera
still
really
with
fast.
That, you know, doll makeup and the veil over her head. He continues his climb up the Bradbury. Still looking all nervous, but you know, he has his gun in his hands now, so it would be okay.
Right.
And I noticed at... It's 26 seconds into the minute. To the right, there's some weird stuff piled up. It looks like some weird canister with things hanging from it.
Like white with scratches, right?
Mm-hmm. And on top of it, the first thought I had was, that's a real awkward-looking Toblerone, because it had those, like, triangle shapes to it. But really, what it most reminds me of is a knife sharpener.
Wait, in the box or out of the box, you mean?
Out of the box?
Like a Toblerone. Because
you know those little pyramid
styles? Yeah.
So it has those same shapes to it, but really it's more like a knife sharpener. That it has like a little slot to put
right,
your
you put
knife
the blade
in
and pull it out back and forth. Yeah.
What's the sound a knife would make cutting on a
cutty?
No.
Cutty sharp. Ouch.
I imagine the sound like Wolverine's claws coming out.
Oh. You're probably right.
So what's the sound?
No, I'm not doing sound effects.
Why are you
effects?
Being difficult?
I'm not doing sound effects.
You're telling me to participate. You're not helping me participate.
I'm participating. I brought the
What's
iPhone.
The sound? What's the sound?
I'm recording all of this. I'm participating. I don't know. Cha-ching, ka-ching, cloud.
You know
clanky,
the sound the Wolverine
clanky,
ways make. Don't act like you don't.
Snicked.
That's what I pictured. But the first thought I had was it looked like a Toblerone. The second thought I had was, no, it looks like a knife sharpener that they painted white and then scuffed up. I don't know what any of that stuff is. I don't even know why it's there. I don't know if JF brought it there because he's being weird like he is with his mannequins. I don't know if someone abandoned it there when they went off world because there's no housing shortage here. I don't know. But I saw it and I wanted to mention it.
You mentioned Pris turning her head really fast?
Yeah, bug-eyed.
Yeah. I thought they sped up the camera or just cut a frame to make it because it
more
was way too
but
fast.
But she's just weird.
It was something called an undercranked camera. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about making movies. That might be a common term for everybody out there listening to this, all two of you. But I never heard it before. Undercranked camera.
Five of them. Thank
so
you.
What that means is they advance the film in the camera slower. So I assume they mean they literally physically feed the film into the camera slower, and then just play it back.
I guess. It's amazing that technique probably can't be used.
But explain, what does that mean to you? Explain that to me. Advancing the film in the camera slower. So filming it slower, but then when you play it back...
Right. There used to be a time, I doubt it was during this, where while you were building... You know, you've seen those old cartoons where they have to physically wind it.
Yeah.
So undercranking it, and you had to keep the beat, like a metronome.
Right, but that's not how they filmed this. So what Sandra's doing is she's mimicking a cranking, turning, like a jack-in-the-box type of motion.
Yeah, like you would see in the old Charlie Chaplin movies.
Right, but that's not how they filmed this.
They probably either changed the speed on it, or...
Oh, okay, it's like a setting.
Yeah, but they could have literally, like, wound the film into that thing, the canister, wrong.
Yeah.
In a loose way, so that when it... Every motorcycle gang in Brooklyn is driving past this today. I don't understand.
How do they live here, these people? Imagine you try to watch a TV show?
Yeah, but you know, they live in a house and everyone's excited to own their own house in Brooklyn.
Alright, whenever you're ready.
They could have wound the film into the canister loosely. I didn't research it, so I'm just BSing right now.
Yeah, I tried to research it. I couldn't understand what I was... I saved it for you. I couldn't understand what I was reading.
I didn't look into it, I don't know.
Because they had that. They had videos of people showing how the process actually works of undercranking the
camera. Then why didn't you do that?
Because it was in a rush.
Oh.
But I'm sure it's just a setting, like you said, like a little switch on the side to adjust the speed with which the camera records.
But it's interesting. They can't do that in today's cameras. I'm sure there's a digital setting that would do that for them, but there's something to be said about, like, the hand crank, you know? There's something...
But that's creepy as hell, the way she looks at the camera.
But look, like, you, like, overexposing film. Like, people will never have to go through that.
Yeah,
Take a picture, you don't know what it looks like for weeks until you get it developed. I took that picture? Why did I take that picture? That's such a weird picture. You wouldn't take 40 shots of your kids standing there in front of, like... the school for their prom, you would take 6 shots and pray to God that one of them came out nice.
Yeah, that's a great point. When I break out my phone and take a picture of the kids or something I take about 10 or 20. I just keep clicking because I know most of them are going to be blurry.
But there's something so awesome about those pictures where people are, like, looking in the wrong way or cross-eyed.
Back in the day.
How many pictures did you have in your house in, like, the photo album of people looking just crazy? But that's the picture you took, and that's what went in the album.
Yeah, about 90% of them. With somebody, like, with their mouth open, mid-word.
And now we have, like, 17 of the same picture because we took one after another, and we can't decide which one to print. I'm taking it back. We're getting a regular camera, and we're going to...
No, we can't. We're not putting
totally
any more garbage in the house.
We just got to buy film for it.
We're all digital. We're getting rid of everything.
We're going to
get a digital fridge and a digital couch, too. We're getting rid of that stuff. We're just going to have pictures.
Like PlayStation Home?
Yes. We're all going to... like that episode of Black Mirror. Oh, you didn't watch Striking Vipers, the Black Mirror episode?
No, but don't spoil it for them.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Never mind.
It's like an episode of Black Mirror that you should watch if you haven't watched it.
You want to talk about Pris at all? Or you think we covered her a little bit more in this doll makeup and stuff like that? I guess we did talk about that already.
Well, then Harrison continued his climb.
Yeah, Deckard, he reaches JF's floor.
We're assuming it's JF's.
It looks like the top floor. And he's going to JF's. Well, there was a ceiling. That's why I'm assuming it's the top floor.
Well, there's a ceiling on each landing. It's not like they wouldn't have a ceiling. They need a place to walk. You know, the staircases go around in the middle, and then around it are all landings, and those are obviously ceilings to the floor below.
I thought the core of the building was hollowed out almost, and the offices and apartments were on the side. So if there's a ceiling, It's the ceiling.
I didn't notice another staircase going up. It can be the top floor. I just didn't notice one, so I don't want to make.
Well, the beginning of this minute is a shot upward.
Yes.
And you see three different staircases.
I think they don't have their own landings.
That are in the middle blocking the shot. You see all three staircases in one shot.
Yeah, but there's landings. He gets out on the landings and turns the corner. That's where the each staircase turns is a landing.
Okay. See, I saw it as like the Dana Barrett built, like a wider version of the Dana Barrett building in Ghostbusters, you know? They're just going around and around, and then they get off and go this way or that way, but if there was a ceiling above the staircase, then that would be the ceiling.
I didn't notice it. It's possible because of how high that the ceilings are on the floor he got off on.
Yeah, but you could be right. He could have just got off
on the floor
somewhere in down the hallway, and then there's that ceiling is for that corridor.
Right, and I assume the only reason he got off there is that's the only doorway that was lit up.
I'm going to assume it's the roof just because of what happens.
Sure.
Oh, you can't even know. You can't even judge by that because he runs. There's a little cat and mouse action going on later on. Maybe he climbs a few more floors up. All right. Now, yeah, you're right.
Just be a balcony off that
floor.
Right.
You're right. To be continued. Good. Good thing with the words there out of your face.
Blah. But he does stop at the only one that's lit up. It's a big, wide doorway.
So, is it a... So, I was asking you before. Is it a threshold?
The threshold is the actual door thing. The thing that's underneath where the door opens. That's your threshold. It's the actual entrance point.
I thought the whole...
No.
I thought the whole opening of a doorway.
But that's not the doorway. The doorway is beyond that.
Yeah, that's like...
It's a vestibule.
It's a vestibule?
It's a vestibule.
That a vestibule, though? I thought that whole area would be a vestibule.
No.
Not that arch... That arch, the archway. Oh, can I just call it an archway?
The actual thing can be... Well, it's not rounded, so it's not an arch.
I thought it was rounded.
It's not. It was squared.
Oh, man.
The lintel and the sides are all squared off.
Anyway,
Okay. He was in the lobby, right?
See.
Goes up the staircase to a landing.
See.
Goes through... An opening that leads to the vestibule that leads to the apartment.
We need to know the proper names for the parts of buildings and floors.
We had a conversation earlier about how nobody today knows these things. There's probably this like select population, and they're probably all in our Facebook group, that know these actual things. Computer's like, it's a lintel.
No, but I knew what a lintel was anyway. It's just the top of the doorway.
Right. And he was like, well, it's the threshold. I was like, the threshold is what you cross your feet, like you carry your bride over the threshold. And it's through the actual thing on the doorway.
Right.
That's not a doorway because there's no doors. So it can be a doorway. It's just a way.
Okay. Okay.
But it's the only one of its kind that's lit up in the building. So obviously he goes there to investigate.
Yeah, that's so bright and just waiting for Deckard.
To me, even though I get the detective work behind that, to me it's a problem as a police officer... That you're not investigating anything else. There could be anyone hiding anywhere.
Is this a second or third, or how many times has there been light at the end of a tunnel? I remember we were coming back from, I believe, Roy murdering Terrell, and there was a shot. It went from that scene to a shot of
him,
Deckard driving through the tunnel.
Right, and then
Deckard ascending this dark. Hallway, this dark building, and there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
He also went through the tunnel after getting the case file from Brian.
Yes.
And he was listening to the tapes of Leon VK.
I wonder if there's something important there that we're missing.
Yeah, we probably are. We're not very good at this.
I'd also like to point out the use of color that I noticed. I could be wrong. It could be the TV. But I noticed that in the wider shots of Deckard coming into the building at first, even with the lights, the floodlights swooping around, it seemed, the colors almost seemed all flushed out. Like, it almost looked black and white to me. And then there's a close-up of Deckard again. Not necessarily close-up, but it's him filling the whole screen. And the light seems almost blue.
Mm-hmm.
And now he reaches his destination, wherever he's going. And everything is much brighter. And then there's bright white light at the end of that. It's interesting stuff. But what do you think the colors?
I have a thought of that, but it's related to the next minute.
Oh, it's related to the next minute. Yeah. Because it seems like the brighter the colors, the closer he's getting to where he needs to go. But I'm not entirely sure what that means. That's just what I'm observing.
To me, that's deeper than what I saw in the next minute.
Okay.
So I don't really want to.
So then save it for the next minute. You want to stop this one? I got nothing else for this.
I got nothing else. I think we have bled this sucker dry.
The stone is bled dry.
Yeah.
Fist bump it. We just fist bumped.
Okay.
Alright, guys. Thanks for joining us. And we'll be back for 92 later. So for